Feast of the Sacred Heart, readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. My true love hath my heart, and I have his, by just exchange one for another given. I hold his dear, and mine he cannot miss. There never was a better bargain driven. My true love hath my heart, and I have his. His heart in me keeps him and me in one. My heart in him his thoughts and senses guides. He loves my heart, for once it was his own. I cherish his, because in me it bides. My true love hath my heart, and I have his. In you is the source of life. We drink from the stream of your goodness. Psalm 35. He flatters himself in his mind that he knows not his guilt. In his mouth are mischief and deceit. All wisdom is gone. He plots the defeat of goodness as he lies in his bed. He has set his foot on evil ways. He clings to what is evil. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your truth to the skies. Your justice is like God's mountain, your judgments like the deep. To both man and beast you give protection. O Lord, how precious is your love. My God, the sons of men find refuge in the shelter of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house. They drink from the stream of your delight. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. Keep on loving those who know you, doing justice for upright hearts. Let the foot of the proud not crush me, nor the hand of the wicked cast me out. See how the evildoers fall. Flung down, they shall never arise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In you is the source of life. We drink from the stream of your goodness. When my heart was faint, you raised me up. Psalm 60. O God, hear my cry, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call, my heart is faint. On the rock too high for me to reach, set me on high. O you who have been my refuge, my tower against the foe, let me dwell in your tent forever, and hide in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, hear my prayer, grant me the heritage of those who fear you. May you lengthen the life of the king. May his years cover many generations. May he ever sit enthroned before God. Bid love and truth be his protection, so that I will always praise your name, and day after day fulfill my vows. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When my heart was faint, you raised me up. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Psalm 97. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the earth with justice and the peoples with fairness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. I will remember the works of the Lord. I will think of the wonders he did of old. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8. We are well assured that everything helps to secure the good of those who love God, those whom he has called in fulfillment of his design. All those who were from the first known to him, he has destined from the first to be moulded into the image of his Son, who is thus to become the eldest born among many brethren. So predestined, he called them. So called, he justified them. So justified, he glorified them. When that is said, what follows? Who can be our adversary if God is on our side? He did not even spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all. And must not that gift be accompanied by the gift of all else? Who will come forward to accuse God's elect when God acquits us? Who will pass sentence against us when Jesus Christ, who died, nay, has risen again and sits at the right hand of God, is pleading for us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will affliction, or distress, or persecution, or hunger, or nakedness, or peril, or the sword? For your sake, says the Scripture, we face death at every moment, reckoned no better than sheep marked down for slaughter. Yet in all this we are conquerors through him who has granted us his love. Of this I am fully persuaded, neither death nor life, no angels or principalities or powers, neither what is present nor what is to come, no force whatever, neither the height above us nor the depth beneath us, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which comes to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Responsory from Ephesians 2. God brought us to life in Christ when we were dead through our sins, because he loved us with so great a love. This was to show for all ages to come how infinitely rich he is in grace, because he loved us with so great a love. A reading from the works of St. Bonaventure. You who have been redeemed, consider who it is who hangs on the cross for you, whose death gives life to the dead, whose passing is mourned by heaven and earth, while even the hard stones are split. Consider how great he is. Consider what he is. In order that the church might be formed from the side of Christ as he slept on the cross, in order that the word of Scripture might be fulfilled, they shall look on him whom they have pierced, God's providence decreed that one of the soldiers should open his sacred side with a spear, so that blood with water might flow out to pay the price of our salvation. This blood, which flowed from its source in the secret recesses of his heart, gave the sacraments of the Church power to confer the life of grace, and for those who already live in Christ, was a draught of living water welling up to eternal life. Arise, then, Bride of Christ, be like the dove that nests in the rock face at the mouth of a cavern, and there, like a sparrow which finds its home, do not cease to keep vigil. There, like a turtle dove hiding the fledglings of your chaste love, place your lips there to draw water from the wells of your Saviour. For this is the spring flowing from the middle of paradise. It divides and becomes four rivers, then spreads through all devout hearts, and waters the whole world and makes it fruitful. O soul devoted to God, whoever you may be, run to this source of life and light with eager longing. And with the power of your inmost heart cry out to him, O indescribable beauty of God Most High, O pure radiance of everlasting light, O life that gives life to all, O light that illuminates every light, and preserves in its undying splendour the myriad flames that have shone before the throne of your Godhead from the dawn of time. O water eternal and inaccessible, clear and sweet, flowing from the spring that is hidden from the eyes of all mortal men, the spring whose depth cannot be plumbed, whose height cannot be measured, whose shores cannot be charted, whose purity cannot be muddied. From this source flows the river which makes glad the city of God, so that with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, we sing to you our hymn of praise, and by experience prove that with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. A responsory from Psalm 102. Bless the Lord, my soul, remembering all he has done for you. He rescues your life from deadly peril, crowns you with the gifts of his kindness and compassion. O taste and see the Lord is good. He rescues your life from deadly peril, crowns you with the gifts of his kindness and compassion. Te Deum. We bless you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, we glory in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, your beloved Son, as we call to mind the great things his love has done for us. Fill us with the grace that flows in abundance from the heart of Jesus, the source of heaven's gifts. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.